Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the SOS Mom Podcast. I am your host, Jennifer McDaniel, and I am a professional organizer, a mom of four, and I have been helping people declutter, simplify, organize, and style their homes and their wardrobes for probably 20 years now. I am so excited to help you with getting something done at your home. My mission is to help you get unstuck and feel like you can accomplish the things that need to be done in your home on your own. I remember years ago when I had my own home, our first home that we purchased, and I just sat around wishing someone would help me with the things that needed to be done because the tasks felt too overwhelming for me to do by myself. But when I really... Something just snapped me out of it one day, and maybe I couldn't carry up the entire box since we had just moved. I couldn't carry the entire box upstairs to put it away. My husband was working long hours. My family wasn't around to help. And so as a pregnant woman, we moved in probably 6 weeks before the baby was born. So knowing that I could not lift the heavy boxes that were stacked 5 feet high in the entryway and in the hallway, all over downstairs, I could take the items out of the box and take the items that needed to be upstairs and put them away. I could do that. So as I started doing that sort of thing for myself, I started realizing the things that make me feel stuck are looking at the spaces that are big mess or a big project and feeling like there's no way I can do this by myself. There's no way I can get all of this done. And yes, there is no way that I can do all of this on my own right now at one time. However, if I separate items and break it into a manageable task, I can make it doable. I can make it something I can do. So maybe I would open up four boxes and just put away kitchen stuff from those boxes, if it was mixed. I don't know if you've ever moved with multiple people helping you, but when you're pregnant and you're moving and multiple people are helping you, the organization of the boxes just kind of doesn't always make sense. So they all sort of seem like junk boxes, just like stuff from every room of the house gets thrown in them. So what I was working with was a mixture of multiple different things. And so what I started doing was just pulling out things that just went in one place, taking an armload of things up the stairs, putting them away in the one place and getting them put away and then coming back and getting stuff for either continuing for that same space or moving into the next space. Maybe I was putting stuff in the nursery. Maybe I was putting stuff in the office or the master bedroom, a bathroom, the kitchen, or the living room. But picking one category of stuff to collect from the boxes or the room and putting those items away all by myself with no help at all in the time that I had available to do it. That made the task manageable. It made it not seem overwhelming. If I was just getting stuff that went in one room, if I was just going to empty one box today, I can handle that. I can do one box. And maybe everything doesn't have a home yet. Maybe I don't even need everything yet. But I wasn't going to let it sit around any longer, staring at me and making me feel helpless and defeated. I was going to do something to improve it today. And so emptying that one box or putting the stuff away that went in that one room, starting the laundry while I was upstairs and then coming back down and getting the rest of it done made me feel like I had gotten something done and that it was a manageable task and that I didn't need anybody to help me. I already had the education, the information, the understanding of where things needed to be in the space. So I truly was capable of doing it on my own. Now, I know as I've worked with so many different people, many people just do not have an understanding of where things need to go. I have helped many people that have no understanding of how things need to be stored in a kitchen. Maybe the idea, one of my clients this week said to me that everything, she knew that everything needed to have a home. Every item in her house needed to have a home. So when you open a drawer, something went there, but it didn't make sense to where she used it. So during our sessions, she was getting the understanding of how things needed to be stored and where things needed to have their home, not just anywhere in the space, but in the thought process of how you use it and where you use it. My rule of thumb when I'm working, so we'll just use a kitchen as an example. In the kitchen, the items that need to go the closest to where you use them. I don't want you taking more than 2-3 steps max to get to items that you use in that space. So when I'm organizing a kitchen, I want the coffee maker, I want the cups near the coffee maker. You know, the mugs need to be near the coffee maker. The coffee maker needs to be somewhat close to the refrigerator and also somewhat close to your water source. If your refrigerator does not have a water dispenser on it, it needs to be kind of close to your sink. So within 2 steps of where you're going to be using the items, that's where they need to be. Your pots and pans within 2 steps of the stove. Your strainer within 2 steps of the sink. Think about how you're going to set the table. Are you taking your dishes to the table, or are you sitting at the counter or the island on a bar stool? Are you sitting at the countertop, or are you taking them to the kitchen table, or do you eat in the living room and the dining room the most frequently? I don't want you to have to take laps around the kitchen to get the dishes you need to eat. I want you to be able to go in a fluid motion through the space to get to it and to use it and to put it away. I don't want it to have to be zigzagging all over the kitchen. In some homes, having the food near the stove makes more sense than having it in the pantry. Well, what would we store in the pantry if we are not storing all of our food in the pantry? If you are just you know, 1 to 3 people, sometimes you're just not going to have a lot of food items. And so it does make sense to have them near the stove where you would be cooking them rather than all the way across the kitchen, around the island, in the pantry. The pantry would make more sense to be the place where you would store your hosting items, your appliances, your small appliances, excess drinks, that sort of thing. You can set it up completely however you want. There is no set place that things need to belong in any space. Every single kitchen is different. Every single family is going to use the kitchen differently. So there are no set places that things have to be if it doesn't work for your family and the way that you use them. Maybe your family never sits at the table. You always sit at the couch together watching TV or whatever. Maybe you eat outside on the patio a lot. Make it work for you. What makes sense for how you use the space? I want you to be able to think about your space and where you're going to be using these items. And if you are, so for instance, if you have a kitchen and you eat outside and you have grill tools and all of that, I don't want you to have to go all the way around the kitchen to get to the grill tools and then back all the way around the kitchen and out to get to the grill. I want it to be closest to the grill area. So the farthest drawer, the closest drawer or cabinet, or maybe in the pantry is closest to the door that you would be going out to get to your grill. That's where your grill stuff should be. Not all the way over tucked under the cabinet. If you're doing that multiple times a week, that's really inconvenient. Let's make it as convenient as possible for where you use the items. Now, also, grilling, outdoor activities, those can often be seasonal. So maybe change that up in different seasons. Maybe you would not be using it that way. But if you have a small space, maybe you use the crock pot more in the winter. And so we put that in a space, tuck it away, and then trade it out for your slushy machine or whatever you're doing in the summer, your countertop grill or whatever you have going on that you're going to be using more frequently. Trade those things out. Let the grill stuff take place for the popsicles or your hot chocolate or your s'more stuff instead of the grill stuff. You know, what are we going to use the space for? How is it going to make the most sense for your family, your specific daily life? How can we make it the most functional? Let's put the things that we use closest to where we're going to use them. So we're taking the fewest amount of steps to get to the items and not having to go back and forth so much. It saves time, energy, and most importantly, it saves our brain from having to think through how to do all of these things and where things need to go. One of the things I see all the time is multiple junk drawers, and then also the storage containers and your Ziploc bags and all of that stuff that are in multiple places. Okay, where do you put your stuff? Are you taking the stuff from the stove or the table to move it into a container to store it, your leftovers? Where are you going to be, you know, moving the stuff from the containers? Because your containers need to be, again, within 2 steps of where you're going to be using them. You do not need to walk all the way around the kitchen, go around the corner to get your storage containers. I want your storage containers and your Ziploc bags, your Saran wrap, your plastic wrap, your foil. I want all of that to be right there together as close as possible. I don't want you to have to go multiple places when you're thinking food storage. Oh my goodness, I just filled up this container and it doesn't have a lid. So now what am I going to do? Where did I keep my, you know, what should I make for a lid? There's no lid. Okay, what do you use for a lid? You use plastic wrap, a beeswax cover for your stuff. There's so many different things we can use. Do you have one of those silicone covers that can multi-purpose? So how do you fix the problem? How do you keep from having to go around and around the kitchen? You think about how you use your space, and just having that thought in mind makes you realize that things can be adjusted. You know, do you want to have to go from one side of the kitchen to the other with a knife, or take the cutting board from all the way across the kitchen to where the knives are? Where are you going to be cutting? Are you turning around to cut on a different countertop than where you store your knives? Are your knives supposed to be on the countertop? Are they supposed to be in a drawer? How many knives do you actually use? Do you need all of those? What do you use in your kitchen? Do you need 6 different cutting boards? How many are you going to use at once? How many do you really need? And if you're wondering how many you need enough for a day. You're going to wash your dishes at the end of the day. How many are you going to have dirty at the same time? In my family, sometimes we have 4 or 5 cutting boards dirty because my children use them. They want to cut at the same time. I have 2 younger children that want to chop veggies with me. So sometimes we're using 3 cutting boards to do the same task at the same time because my little ones want to help. So we need a few more than 1 or 2 because that's how our family uses them. But your family may only use 1, 2, 3 cutting boards. I mean, in a day, are you going to, I mean, obviously if we're chopping raw meat and fruits and vegetables, we need to think about how we're cutting them and not mixing them with the, you know, not contaminating our items, but also making sure that we have what we need and we aren't cluttered. One way to tell if you have too much stuff is, do you have to store your stuff on the countertop versus putting it away off of the countertop? If you can keep your countertops clear on a daily basis, it feels so much better. Your kitchen feels so much better. You feel lighter. You have a lot less to think about than when you have stuff all over your countertops. The same for any other surface in your home. Now, I am not a minimalist. My husband certainly is not a minimalist. But when you have a clear and clean countertop, it really does make it feel easy to go in and prep a meal. It makes you feel less overwhelmed at having to cook dinner with your children running around in the room, being loud, interrupting, asking questions. All of those things when you add in clutter, seem to overstimulate my brain a lot faster and make me have a little bit less patience than I should. So it is very important to me, especially when I had young children. There was a season where I had three and under at home all the time. And oh goodness, clutter and little ones like that was just something had to go, and it was the clutter. We didn't have a dog that saved my sanity. And every bit of clutter I shoved in the attic. If I couldn't make the decision right now, put in the attic, I'll deal with it later. Right now I'm getting through this season of life. There have been other seasons where I had my sister's children live with me for a few months at a time. And obviously anything that was making me stressed, I just put in the attic. I'm not dealing with this right now. I'll tuck it away. I had to get some help to come and help me. I have an amazing friend that is great at decluttering, and she helped me pack up the van, and we loaded it. I mean, window, floor to ceiling, from the trunk all the way to the front seats multiple times in one day. In 8 hours, we had my attic completely decluttered. Like, we did it in a day, but it was nonstop and it was exhausting. We did it. But when we have clutter is delayed decisions. That's really what it is. We've not decided what to do with these things or where they should be, and so they just pile up and get in the way, making us feel like we aren't doing what we should and we aren't doing things good enough, and giving us all kinds of reasons for us to think poorly of ourselves. But when I was in that season with so many little children and so many people relying on me for their daily needs and their mental health and everything else, I knew that no thing was more important than that. And so for my being able to stay stable and mentally healthy, I had to get rid of the things that were causing me to feel stressed. So they just went out the door or up into the attic. And that's how I dealt with it. I know many of you many of my family members, many people I loved, many seasons of my life in the past, I've just let it pile up in a room in my home and just made me feel like I was never going to be able to get it finished. But I did. I got it finished and I got through it. And I rarely had help to get my things done. It was me. And it was the thought process of, what can I do by myself right now in the time that I have? My baby's napping for another 20 minutes. I am going to take on this space. I'm going to go through this bag of stuff I brought in from the car. Let me dump it on the table so that I can see what's even here. What do we need to do? Do I really need to save these hair bows that are crunchy and they've been in the car and in this bag? And I know I already have everything that I need upstairs already. Do I really need to save these and have to take them around again? Where do they need to be if I'm keeping them? Like, what are we doing with these things? So all of these thoughts are overwhelming sometimes, and they can really make us feel paralyzed and stuck. So if you are a mama living in the stuck, sometimes you just need a plan. Sometimes you just need somebody to give you that little bit of direction and a pep talk about where to focus and be there alongside you, even just over the phone. I had a friend that I talked to that lived in another state from me, and we would talk about going through our children's clothing or something together, maybe putting up the Christmas decorations or whatever it may be. Getting rid of, getting ready for, packing up the winter gear as spring rolls around, checking to see what my children had for summer clothes so that we could make our shopping list and make sure that we had what we needed and that we didn't just have shorts for our kids and no bottoms or no tops and all bottoms. So what do we need to do to make sure that that's happening? And the other thing is having somebody that's there to support you and encourage you is truly what I do. That is why I have these SOS calls, to help you get unstuck, to make you feel supported, to make you feel like you have that friend there holding your hand and cheering you on. That's what they're for. You can book your SOS call at thesosmom.com. You can even scroll down in the podcast and it's in the show notes, and you can just click the link right there and book it from there. It is so easy to do, and I'm here for you. I want you to be successful in this. I want you to not feel stuck, overwhelmed, and not feel bad about the state of your home. Like, there is not a single day of the week that my home looks like I can take pictures from it, because we live in it. Right now, my youngest daughter was supposed to have put the towels away. She didn't. She left them in the hallway and dumped on the floor. We didn't make the beds this morning. There's stuff in the bathroom. She put part of the towels in the bathroom on the side of the bathtub instead of hanging them on the towel bar or putting them in the closet. So, I mean, every single day, my home is lived in. My children live here. We live here. There's animals here. It's not about making your home look like Pinterest or like a magazine. It's about making your home feel like you can keep up with it, like it is manageable, and that you can do what needs to be done, even if it's not going to be done perfect, and even if it's not going to be done every day. Because I'm telling you right now, I don't want that kind of life where I feel like I have to do everything perfect every day, because that is stressful to me, and I don't want a stressful life. I want to have the freedom to let my children be creative, to leave their Legos set up in on the floor in their bedroom for a few days, until they clear their desk out of the stuff that's blocking the desk. So I don't want them to miss out on playtime and having time with their friends, to come and clean up their Lego creation that they're just going to pull back out tonight and play on it when they come in after their bath. It's just not going to happen. So what do we need to do to make it so that it feels manageable? Give them a safe space to do it, so we don't have to step on them on the way to the bed to give them hugs and kisses or to wake them up in the morning. Give them a safe place. Give them a place where it makes sense and it's not going to get knocked over and destroyed and cause frustration for them because their project they worked so hard on got ruined when somebody fell on the Legos in the morning. What can we do to make our home work best for us? Your husband's taller than you. Great. Put his stuff on the top shelf, those cups and stuff that you don't like to look at. Tuck them up there. Give him the top shelf so he can have his special stuff and his, you know, all the ones that he's gotten from all the football games or soccer games that he's going to, and he can have all his whole collection of cups up there, but that contains it. Giving them boundaries for where their things need to be is a great way to know when it's time to A, declutter them, make some decisions, get the ones out that are kind of had better days, and make those decisions about which ones are your favorites, which ones really need to be kept. And the same for my kids, giving their things boundaries. You can have Legos if they can fit in this space, on this shelf, in this drawer, you know, whatever. If we have more than fits in this space, we need to consider, is it important enough that we need to find better storage? Or is it something that we have more than we need and these are collecting dust over here and we need to just go ahead and part with those or take them apart and redo them? What is important for your home and your space? What is important and how are you able to use your space the best? What makes sense for your family and the way that you use the space? That's what I want you to be able to do. That is the whole reason I started doing this podcast, was because I knew so many people were not able to afford to hire a professional organizer to come into their home and help them with stuff. But so many of us just need some direction, some help, some guidance to understand what needs to be done. How is a home supposed to be organized? Like, what is organization? Like, yes, everything has a home, but does that home make sense for how you use it? That's what I do. That is literally what I do, why I have this podcast, why I started these SOS calls for you, So you could call and ask these questions. Send me an email, send me a picture, go in the Facebook group and ask your questions in there. I would love to help you get unstuck in your space and help you to be on your way to finding that solution and the freedom that you need to feel unstuck and feel like you can do what needs to be done in your home with your space. I'm here for you. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me, and I would absolutely be so, so honored to hear how you feel about this podcast. If you would go on Apple Podcasts and leave me a review and let me know, or any of your, wherever you're listening, whatever podcasting site that you're listening to, leave a review for me so I can read it and hear what it is that you like about the show. What is it that you, what helps you about it? What would you like to hear more of? What would you like, anything, just your feedback is so important to me. So I would really value that so much. And I hope that you are having a wonderful week and that you feel like you can make decisions on your own about your space. But if you are stuck, get your SOS call in. It is worth it. I love you so much. You guys have a great day. Bye.